More than 1,500 political candidates are contesting this federal election campaign, but how many of those are millennials? How many of those reflect the growing number of voters on the electoral roll? Here on Breakfast, we've been investigating that question based on a question to the ABC's initiative You Ask, We Answer. And we've found more than 115 young candidates, those under the age of 35. So what's motivating young people to try and get elected to the parliament? Reporter Sarah White went out to try and find out.
Eight-year-old Jackie Munro is playing to her strengths as she tries to lure young voters for the Liberal Party at a trivia night in the safe Labor-held seat of Sydney.
So we're writing down all three in number 15 of what this will be. All right, two.
So I'm going around to different trivia nights in the electorate, and as a way to introduce myself that's a little bit unexpected, and then I hopefully have the opportunity to go and speak to people.
Now, you're running in a very safe Labor seat against Tanya Plibersek. The chances of you getting in are probably quite slim. Why? What made you want to run?
Well, at the moment, my great Australian hero is Stephen Bradbury, who famously slid to victory as those in front of him crashed to defeat. For me, putting in the effort is what matters. And so working hard for the people of Sydney is something that I'm here to do, and that's what I've committed to.
Because obviously the Liberal Party does have a track record for not treating women as well as they could. By going into it, you're fully aware of that?
I think that the Liberal Party has offered me some incredible opportunities, and as a 28-year-old bisexual woman who hasn't always towed the party line, I don't say that through an appeal to identity politics, but because I think that is actually quite a dangerous route to go down. But I say it because it has never prevented me from being engaged with or from me engaging with different ideas in the Liberal Party. And I think my endorsement for Sydney shows that pretty clearly.
Jackie Munro is the youngest female candidate running for the Liberal Party. She's also one of at least 115 candidates under the age of 35 who are contesting this election. More than 50 of the under-35s are running for the Greens. Another 45 millennial candidates are shared between Labor and the Coalition. But the youngest candidate is 18-year-old Andrew Marks from Clive Palmer's United Australia Party. So why are young people being drawn to politics?
Hello everyone, Tyler Walsh here, candidate for More.
For 20-year-old One Nation candidate Tyler Walsh, who's contesting the Liberal-held seat of More in Perth's north, the inspiration was Pauline Hanson.
I decided to run for One Nation because I felt that there was a need for me to be involved in federal politics. I've been following One Nation since they got elected into the Senate at the last federal election, and I listened closely to what Pauline Hanson was saying in her speeches, and I was in full support of what she was advocating for and her policies.
We're cutting the cost of living and we want jobs for all Australians.
Tyler Walsh chose One Nation because, unlike other young people, he doesn't believe in climate change, nor does he support increasing Australia's immigration intake.
In particular, I think One Nation is famous for their stance on immigration into the country. So having a party that was that had guts and was very strong-minded in that sense, I guess that policy attracted me.
Good morning, how are you going?
On the other side of the country and political spectrum is 23-year-old Emerald Moon, who's running for the Greens in the Queensland seat of Bowman in Brisbane's east.
I was always passionate about the environment and social justice, but I didn't really see myself in politics. I didn't, you know, feel like I understood it or I belonged there. I didn't see people that looked like me in Parliament, but eventually I got to a point where I realised that that attitude wasn't really benefiting anyone but those who are already in power, you know, the major parties.
When you say you didn't see many people who looked like you, can you describe what you mean?
Yeah, I guess I mean young women in Parliament were very few and far between. And even this election, the ballot in Bowman is all men, aside from myself. and they're all a fair bit older than me, so I kind of stick out like a sore thumb.
She's also hoping she stands out because she's not from the Coalition or Labor.
Winning Bowman will be tough. It has been held by the Libs since 2004, but increasingly, you know, again, I'm hearing that people are fed up with the current representation and with the major parties in general.
19-year-old Labor candidate Declan Steele is also relying on voter dissatisfaction in his battle for the safe Liberal seat of McKellar in Sydney's Northern Beaches. The Labor Party wouldn't allow the Macquarie University student to talk to us, but permitted him to send a statement describing how excited he was to take part in the election and how Kevin Rudd is his political role model. Social researchers have been paying close attention to how engaged young people are in Australian politics.
Most young people aren't finding an entry point to engage with major political parties that they feel comfortable with. It doesn't seem to gel with the single issue focus of how they're trying to engage.
Leanne Smith is the director of the Whitlam Institute at Western Sydney University.
Young people really do want to participate in democracy, but they want to do it in different ways to previous generations. So one example of that would be that there's a significant reduction in young people's formal memberships of traditional organisations like political parties. In 2016, there were just 22% of 18 to 24-year-olds who always voted for the same party, and that's down from about 70% in 1987, so a big drop in that kind of traditional party linkage.
And she argues the major parties have a long way to go to get more candidates in their ranks.
Young people are really interested in specific issues and they feel like they can be more effective around advocating for or lobbying on specific issues. There seems to be a big gap with how we then turn that interest in political issues into engagement with our democracy. And from our research, it seems like there's a big gap in terms of how institutions or political parties try and engage young people. So the feedback we've had from young people is they feel like that formal institutions tend to be focused on teaching young people about civics and communicating at them rather than engaging in a better kind of dialogue that's a two-way street.
Back at Trivia Night in the seat of Sydney, Liberal Jackie Munro's unique campaigning style is looking like it may have even engaged a few voters.
Would you like to have a flyer? Wonderful. Are there any particular things that you would say sways your vote?
But obviously we're in a very safe seat, aren't we, for old Tanya?
There's only one way to make it not so safe for Labor, so that's what we're trying to do.
Young Liberal candidate Jackie Munro there, ending that story from Sarah White. That report, that story was based, as I said, on the ABC's You Ask, We Answer initiative. So if you have a question you'd like answered during this campaign, head to Australia Votes on the ABC website and click on the You Ask, We Answer link, and then we collectively will do our best.